and is able to get near the first down marker about 4 yards short where they have it marked.
USA at least showing punt so far here. Connor Kettle stands at his own 31-yard line awaiting the snap after a 4th and 3. Ball is away, punt is away as well. Bounces at the 26, takes a huge USA bounce, and it will come to rest inside the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. So nice punt from Connor Kettle, but the USA Patriots come out at halftime trailing by 6, and they 3-and-out. USA Lakers back on offense with a 6-point lead, 14-8.
Yeah, that's tough. It's one of those situations where another yard or two, and he maybe goes for it, but he is asking a very tall tell for his defense. He is begging them to get off the field without allowing points and give his offense another shot at the lead.
9:08 remaining in the third quarter, 14-8, Lakers leading the USA Patriots. Lakers back in offense at their own 15-yard line. They put the ball down. Lakers coming up to the ball. And the line of the 15, working off the right hash, right to left across your radio. Connor McCain, the sophomore quarterback, pitches it to the right. And that's Zach Kretschmer, has positive yards, has the first down, breaks out of that tackle and tackled forward across the 30. Finally forced down at the 31-yard line. Brought down by Jeremiah Hahn out of the secondary for USA. From the 15 all the way out to the 31, a 16-yard pickup for Zach Kretschmer.
And, you know, when you start mentioning tackle made in the secondary, that's never good for the defense. And Zach Kretschmer, again, getting to the sideline, getting up the field, and you can see that Lakers sideline really starting to get into the game. They have found the weakness of USA, and they are exposing it right now as a great punt is completely negated after a first down run on first down by Lakers.
Connor McCain flips it out to Logan Collison-Russell, has a lead blocker and gets out to the 34-yard line, lowers the shoulder, and it's a 3-yard gain. Jeremiah Hahn with another tackle for the USA Patriots. Second down and 7.
You're seeing the same play, just run the opposite direction by the opposite player on the field. You're seeing Logan Collison-Russell running to the left, Kretschmer running to the right, coming out of that double wing situation. And that time, at least USA is able to defend it and only allow 3. But now on this side of the field, we'll see if they can stop Kretschmer going the other way. And just when you least expect it, it's a dive from Ethan Wisner.
Same formation, splitting the hash marks. Kretschmer in motion to the far sideline. Pitch out to Ethan Wisner. Has the edge, has the first down, and plows over a defender at the 43-yard line, brought down to the 44. But there is a flag on the play back of the original line of scrimmage, and more than likely this will be a hold against the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Indeed it is. Don't even look at that play. And they're going to mark him off 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is back of the 33-yard line, this yard behind the line of scrimmage. Back all the way to the 23.
Yep, so instead of Kretschmer coming from left to right and taking that sweep around the outside, this time they just pitch it out to Wisner, who's the only back in the backfield. And again, he finds that sideline with ease, but the official says no way. There was a hold, and that's going to cost Lakers 10 yards, a break for the Patriot defense.
Line of scrimmage at the 23, first down marker at North Casel Road. 7:59 left in the third quarter, 14-8. Lakers leading USA, but on offense, leading by 6. Connor McCain flips it end around for Logan Collison-Russell to the near sideline. Cuts back in at the 23, pulled forward down to the 25. Jeremiah Hahn as well as Walker Foley in on the stop for a 2-yard pickup out to the 25. Third down and 16.
The one thing with this double wing offense is when that guy goes in motion and that pitch is made, that defense needs to communicate that pitch, and the whole defense needs to rotate with the ball, because that's what the Lakers offensive line is doing, is creating a wall and moving to their left and allowing that running back to follow an offensive line that is rotating with him. And USA that time rotated over. You see Hahn come up from the secondary, create another defensive body that needs to be blocked, and he's able to go unblocked and hit the running back before he's allowed to decide what hole he wants to take.
Kretschmer in motion once again in the pocket to pass. Connor McCain downfield wide open to Logan Collison-Russell, brings it in at the midfield and finally chased down and brought down inside the 25-yard line. Big man 52 Kirkland Krzyzewski was the shoestring tackle, saves the touchdown from Lakers, but Logan Collison Russell connects with Connor McCain. Down, flips the field.
That was a perfect throw, and USA is sitting in a zone with two deep safeties. So what does Lakers do? They run three receivers streaking down the field. You got one on the left hash, one inside the middle of the field, and then one running down outside the right hash mark. And those two safeties just kind of sit in the middle, and the guy running right down the teeth of that defense is wide open, and McCain didn't miss him.
A 50-yard strike to Logan Collison Russell. This one's a handoff to Ethan Wisner, who breaks out his first tackle, breaks out his second tackle, and is finally down to the original line of scrimmage of the 25 by Kirkland Krzyzewski, the linebacker and all over the field for this USA defense. Second down, 10 to go.
Well, Sam Cook and Chase Payne both had him dead to rights in the backfield for a 3-yard loss, and Ethan Wisner just simply spins out of both of those tackles. He's hard to tackle. He is big up top. He's strong at the bottom, and they try to go for the legs. He's able to spin right away from him and turn what should have been a loss of 4 or 5 into a gain of 1.
Sixth play of this drive for the Lakers. They start at their own 15-yard line. They're now at the 25 of USA. Handoff to Zach Kretschmer. Gets out, and they're actually going to say that he was down behind the line of scrimmage on the other side of the 25-yard line, so a loss of 1 in the play. It looks like he tripped up himself as well. Third down and 11 for the Lakers.
That's absolutely right. He just lost his footing, and that can happen sometimes on these fields. But nonetheless, the USA Patriots defense will take it as Lakers are finding multiple different ways to beat this defense. And just when they slow down the running game, McCain's able to hit him over the middle for a big pass. So on third down and 11, inside USA territory, this is four down territory.
Almost certainly.
So they don't necessarily have to drop back and throw the ball if they don't want to.
Connor McCain under center, splitting the hash marks of their own at the USA 26. Ethan Wisner gets the flip. He goes to the left side of the near sideline. Kirkland Krzyzewski brings him down on the second and third effort from Wisner. Down to the, let's see, that would be the 16-yard line. Tackle short of the first down marker. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 2. First down marker about at the 14-yard line. They're at the 16.
Yeah, a long 1, short 2, depending on how you want to look at it. But that is absolutely what you want to do. On third down and 11, you can get 9-plus yards. You'll take that all day long, and they can run that same play again. USA does not have an answer. When they pitch it to Wisner, he has been untackleable, unable to be tackled tonight, and that time he breaks 2 more tackles. That would be a stat we need to add to the book, Clark. How many missed tackles happen in a game? Wouldn't that be something?
Austin Strahan replaces Logan Collison Russell on there. Handoff right up the middle to Ethan Wisner, has the first down, and he's upended at the 10-yard line, falls forward to the 9, brought down by Kirkland Krzyzewski once again for USA. Moves the chains, converts on fourth down, and continues the drive for the Lakers, now first and goal from the 9.
When he gets rolling, he is hard to stop, and that time it's just a straight handoff, and let him run right into the teeth of that USA defense, and he is, again, unstoppable as he gets tackled inside the 10-yard line, and first and goal for the Lakers.
From the 9, 4:18 left in the third quarter, 14-8 Lakers leading. Ethan Wisner with a handoff, brought down from behind by Keegan Bixman, defensive end, and pushes him forward for 3 yards down to the 6-yard line, second and goal from the 6.
Just more of the same exact play as everybody's tight on the line of scrimmage, and just that straight handoff right up the middle and allow Wisner to use his vision and pick which offensive lineman he's going to bounce off of and up the middle, and then it's lower those shoulders. Powerful run, pushing that secondary into the backfield for a 4-yard gain.
Weston Bowles leads the line up to the line of scrimmage, starting center, senior, 6'2", 275 pounds. Connor McCain hands it off to, is that a quarterback keeper there over to the right end? Yes, it is. Gets out for 1 yard to the 5-yard line, sweeping to the right side. Keegan Bixman stops him in his tracks for just a 1-yard gain. Third down and goal to go from the 5.
That was a very interesting play, and the first time we really saw, I think, Lakers make an error there, because McCain spun, and he was supposed to hand the ball off the 23, but he ended up in front of him. So either he was supposed to follow 23 or hand it off. Either way, that didn't work. You're supposed to follow that running back through the hole or hand it off and be the lead blocker. They had their wires crossed there, but third down and goal still manageable here from the 5-yard line.
And in motion, Austin Strahan, handoff to Ethan Wisner, up the gut. He gets down close to that goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Lakers. The Lakers strike for the third time. 2:47 remaining in the third, and extend that lead out to 2 possessions. With 2:47 left in the third, it is now Lakers 20, USA 8 with a two-point conversion still upcoming.
And nothing fancy there, just old-fashioned in-between-the-tackle football. And Wisner's, that's where he excels, running behind that big offensive line and running over a linebacker as he pounds his way into the end zone to extend this Lakers lead by 20-8 over USA with the two-point conversion.